Okay, good news. As you know, I'm launching a new show. It's about decentralization, using technology to help set us free from tyranny. Whereas the establishment wants to use technology to enslave you and to control you and to surveil you, we are launching this new show on Brighteon.com to interview innovators, pioneers, developers, project leaders that are focused on projects that use technology to help set you free. So it's not an anti-technology show. It's not going that direction. This is about embracing even cryptography, embracing privacy, embracing peer-to-peer networks, decentralization, and talking to those innovators who I think are building the infrastructure for human freedom. And that's a key phrase, infrastructure for human freedom. You see, right now, the governments of the world and the banks, the central banks and so on, they're building an infrastructure for total global enslavement and famine, destitution, desperation, you know, obedience, all of that. That's their infrastructure. But we are building a different infrastructure in parallel. Our infrastructure is one rooted in human freedom, where we use the tools of technology and cryptography and, you know, internet tech, TCP/IP or peer-to-peer, whatever, to create human freedom. Now, I have the name of this show. I'm not ready to release it yet because we're still working on the domain names right now. It's not ready, but I do know the name. You're going to love it. Secondly, we've already got three guests lined up for this. One of the guests is a man who is running for the United States Senate and is very well informed about cryptography and cryptocurrency and is actually accepting cryptocurrency as campaign donations. So we're going to have a talk with this Senate candidate who has a very good shot at winning this, by the way. He could be an upcoming U.S. senator. And we'll be asking him about central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, and the surveillance state and all of that, and what we need to do as people to escape that system and build a system rooted in human liberty and freedom. Basically, it's the founding principles of America combined with modern technology. That's what we're building, and that's what we're going to talk about with that interview. I think that's going to be our first guest, actually. And then I have two additional guests coming up after that who represent cryptocurrency projects that have very special features. You know, two totally unrelated, totally separate cryptocurrencies, but projects that are very innovative that I think you'll learn a lot about. I mean, from listening to these experts, that's going to be fantastic. And then I know there are a couple other people that will come on the minute I invite them. For example, I'm going to invite John Bush on to talk about decentralization of food and farming in local communities, or effectively decentralization of government, you see. So this show isn't always just about crypto or finance or tech. Sometimes it's about decentralizing through local communities, decentralizing the food supply, which is something I've talked about for many years and something of which I'm a strong advocate. And we've got to have small local farms. So we're going to have more food experts on to talk about local food, but even local food commerce, buying, selling, trading, exchanging, seed saving, seed bartering, you know, local meat production. Like, get your beef from a local farmer instead of from a factory farm, you know, these kinds of topics. So that's going to be in the mix as well. And we'll no doubt we'll have an expert on about gold and silver to talk about how gold and silver are, in essence, decentralized systems of money. Not high tech, you know, low tech, actually, but still decentralized. And what if you combine gold and silver with technology? What if you have gold and silver tokenized in a, you know, a cryptography receipt system that is easily exchanged but represents gold and silver? You know, these kinds of projects, which I've talked about over the years, we're going to have some interesting people on to cover those concepts as well. The bottom line of this new show, and thank you, those of you who already emailed me, we received a ton of suggestions about guests to have on and projects to look at. And if you want to email me, by the way, you can go ahead and send to situationupdate@protonmail.com. And that will actually get to my producers. And, you know, you'll be able to make a suggestion there. And if we like your suggestion, maybe we'll have that guest on. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's a project you know about. But we're actively looking for guests. And the goal of this whole thing is to try to assess what's available in this space that helps support human privacy, dignity, liberty, self-reliance. And as kind of a side effect of this, not the main focus, but a side focus is to be ready when the current system fails. Because, man, the current system, it's going to fail. It's going to crash and burn. I mean, it's, you can see it every day. The system's going down. Well, what are we going to do when that system fails? What are your options? How do you conduct banking? How do you get food? It's all going to rely on decentralization. So it's critical that we have this knowledge and skill set beforehand. Because have you noticed the only solution the federal government can really ever offer you is let's print more money and take more of your freedom. It's just, it's counterfeiting currency and tyranny. Like, that's it. That's all the federal government can offer, or frankly, a lot of state governments. That's it. And those solutions, they're not even solutions. I mean, that's not going to work. As we face a world with a collapsing global dollar, you know, the petrodollar is in the dumps in terms of how many other countries are using it. As we face a world of international warfare, maybe nuclear war, as we face a world of supply chain problems, collapses, shortages, as we face famine and fertilizer shortages and shutdowns of pipelines and energy and all these things, no central system is going to ride to the rescue and bail you out and make you whole again. That's not going to work. We're going to have to save ourselves, we the people. And that's through decentralization, or in other words, local networking or distributed networking among the people, among grassroots people, not centralized systems. And that's why, by the way, in one way, it's a little bit funny to think about, oh, everybody talking about the election in 2024. And I'm guilty of this too. I mean, yeah, I talk about the election. I talk about Trump and RFK and so on from time to time. And I guess elections do matter at some level right now, but frankly, that whole system is becoming obsolete. It doesn't mean it's powerless yet, but do you realize that the US government is one debt default away from having no power to print meaningful money any longer? They're just one default away from not being able to send paychecks to all the federal employees at the FBI and the DOJ and the ATF and the DEA and the FDA and all that garbage. And that the whole damn system can collapse, just like what happened to the Soviet Union in 1991. All the signs were there before that, and all the signs are here right now. We're looking at an inevitable collapse of the dollar, which means all these centralized systems that some people have foolishly come to depend upon for their food stamps, you know, for their Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, which I know you earned, you put into it, you're supposed to get it back, but it was all a scam. It was a government scheme, a bunch of IOUs. They're never going to make good on that. Government pensions. You're not going to be able to collect on that for much longer because the system is dead. It's done. It's gone. So the answer is going to be decentralization of everything, of money, of medicine, of food, of education. You know, homeschooling is part of the decentralization of education. That reminds me, we got to get a homeschooling expert on the show to talk about that. And what about decentralized medicine, right? We need to talk to some of these doctors that have clinics and practices that don't take insurance. And so they're kind of free to practice real medicine. Maybe get somebody on about telemedicine, which is decentralized medicine. You know, there are so many areas where we need decentralization to benefit humanity. I think the era of centralized control over speech and education and money and government and news and that whole era is coming to an end, which is a wonderful thing. And that's why all the institutions out of that era are so desperate to try to control everything, and they're failing. Their grasp is slipping away. And that's why they're freaking out and doubling down and tripling down on tyranny, because they just, they can't stand the fact that they're becoming obsolete. But the way to make them obsolete is to do exactly what we're doing. And through this process of this new show, I believe we're going to discover and help publicize some really innovative breakthrough projects. And I'm not sure what those are going to be yet. But there are a lot of great minds out there. I mean, we've interviewed Jason Crow and Mike Winner from Cordal. And I think that's one of these breakthrough projects. And yeah, we'll have Jason Crow back on as part of this new show and kind of see where things are. They did just release a new UI that looks pretty cool. It's got tabs up top like a web browser. Very cool UI. But I think that they are part of the solution that we're talking about here. And imagine how many amazing undiscovered projects there are in terms of decentralized publishing, decentralized apps, decentralized money, you know, privacy-oriented projects and systems and ways to, you know, avoid tyranny and avoid the surveillance state while claiming your right to privacy and human dignity and your right to use your money as you see fit. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. And I feel so strongly that this is so critical. I mean, this is why I'm not doing shows about nutrition and superfoods, even though I'm the health ranger and that's my background, is food and food science and food contamination. But I see that if we don't reverse the centralized control over everything, food, medicine, information, speech, money, politics, then we're lost as a civilization. We will live as slaves under a centralized system if we don't reverse that trend. So decentralization is the answer to all these things. And amazingly, now, as unique in history, we have the technology, we have structures of volunteer organizations, open source code, you know, cypherpunk philosophy. We have what we need now, you know, affordable microchips of, you know, Raspberry Pi computers that can host blockchains. I mean, it's amazing what's available now that was never available before in the history of our world. You know, the peasants who lived under the kings in France or Germany throughout all the centuries past, they didn't have a way to control their money. You know, the king would show up with his knights in their armor, which was manufactured through centralized armorers, and you couldn't defeat them. You couldn't escape them. They had control over your land, and they demanded you give them all your money. And probably your firstborn daughter and son, too. You know, whatever they wanted to do with your children, which that's been going on for ages, sadly. Still going on. But now we have the tech. Now we have the tech. We have cryptography. We have amazing minds. We have a whole new shot at building a new infrastructure for human freedom. And that's what this show is about. It's about building the infrastructure for human freedom, using the best technology and the best minds available today to accomplish that. So this is going to be a well-produced show. We'll be recording it, and then we'll be augmenting it with B-roll footage and additional editing and bringing in screenshots and things like that. So it's going to be a very high quality, almost a semi-documentary style show. Each episode will be roughly 60 to 90 minutes, something in that range. And you'll start to see these within about, let's say, 3 weeks, something like that. Within 3 weeks, you'll see these shows. And there'll be one show per week. So get ready for it. I'll announce it, of course, on Brightown.com and Natural News and other places and social media, things like that. And I think you'll really enjoy this new show and this format and some of the amazing new guests that we'll have on. So thanks for supporting us in all of this. If you want to support our efforts, shop at healthrangerstore.com, where we use the best technology in food science and mass spec instrumentation to test the products that we sell for heavy metals, glyphosate, and coming soon, dioxins and atrazine, which is a gender bender chemical. We also test for E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, and total plate count. And for certain products, nuts and seeds, we test for aflatoxins, by the way. So if you want the world's cleanest food, the most heavily scrutinized food, and superfoods and storable foods, nutritional supplements, personal care products, you'll find that at healthrangerstore.com. If you help us, we will continue to build and host shows such as this new one I'm talking about that help create human freedom. So thank you for your support, and we support you in return. We are on Team Humanity, and we're going to help build an infrastructure for human freedom and liberty. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.